Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hello.
Carol. Hello. Huh? Carol, you hear me? Can you hear
me? Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. We are going to go live right now to Ms. Carol Reed. Thank you tonight for joining us. Tonight we have our guest, Carol Reed, who will be sharing with us the Women's March that she participated in on Saturday here in Dallas, Texas. Carol, first of all, we would like to give a shout out to you and to your listening audience and to all our sponsors and friends and Beverly Beasley, who is our sponsor from Granny's Place, and also to Pastor Terry of Free Will Baptist Church, and to Pastor Michael Morgan of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and also to our new members of the Latter House of L.A., whose founder and overseer is Dr. Carter. Tonight we're going to be talking with Carol about the march. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Carol and see what she has to tell us about the march.
Awesome. Thank you, Sister LaShonda, for having me this evening. Good evening to the ladies on the panel, and good evening to our listening audience. It is a pleasure and for me to be able to come and speak with you guys tonight about my wonderful experience I had this weekend or this past Saturday during the Women's March. Of course, the Women's March was something that was organized. Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't realize that the Women's March, as successful as it was across the country and across the world, people have no idea. That thing was organized within a number of days. You would have thought it was months involved, but it really wasn't. But it was pulled together with the idea of several folks, and then they decided they need to get people of diversity, every color and race and creed and religion involved. And so when it came down to it, the womensmarch.org got organized, and we got things started. So I participated in the Dallas, the Women's March in Dallas, North Texas, and that one was organized by the Texas Young Democrats and Planned Parenthood and Workers' Defense Program. And mainly I was connected on social media through indivisible.org. And so to give you a little bit, it was an amazing experience, and stay tuned because there will be more actions taken care of. I think that Mr. Trump thought that it was over after the march, but the women have united in this country and around the world. There were marches that took place in different countries around the world before we even got up out of our beds on Saturday morning. And so it started out. There were plane loads of people who went to Washington, D.C., Chicago. And just to give you an idea how effective this march was, just Austin, Texas, you know, they really represented it for Dallas. But Dallas is a march. And I think that a lot of people in Dallas didn't get the information in time, but even with that, we had up to 8,000 people marching. And not just women, but mostly women made up 82% of the march, the parade. But the men came, the children came, the dogs came. Everybody had those pink cat hats on and the shirts, and people made their own signs and whatnot. I came off the train in Plano, and usually it takes a bit because we're out there in the suburbs. But when I tell you it was packed before we left Plano, and women and families came far and wide to get there. And on the train alone, the magic was there. You begin to make friends with women talking about our issues and talking about the things that are going on and how right legislation could take effect and affect us directly. So, again, there were over 5 million people, women who marched worldwide, and over 1 million in Washington, D.C. And so now that that is concluded and as successful as it was, and I can tell y'all, we were marching alongside women. We made friends. We exchanged information with one another and so that we could talk about how we can continue to organize. I think it's important that one of the things I will say as I marched in there It was predominantly white. And we, of all people, know that march and protest and boycott comes from us, you know, the civil rights movement marches and foot soldiers of that time. And so I feel the need for us that there is a need for us to take place, and they want us there. I went the next day with indivisible.org. I went to an organization meeting, and over 100 people showed up at that meeting, and that's for the North Texas area. So they want us to get involved. And I was only, and so when we broke down into divisions, there's people on the side as far as Duncanville, Denton, Grand Prairie. There are different locations and different pods that broke down in order to be able to participate in the upcoming protests and boycotts and things that we will continue this effort on. And so it's an opportunity for everyone to get involved. And I was the only African American in my group, and then I had a Muslim woman who was there. And I'll tell y'all what I'm sure the experience was. One white lady turned, she said, and she looked at me and she said, you know, one thing is for sure, we definitely need to get our minority members of the community involved. And she said, but let me say this right here before we go another further. When we get them involved, we want them to, you know, lead their groups. We want them to take charge of the groups and make their own planning. The last thing they need is a white woman or man coming up in their group telling them what they should and should not do. And so they are there, and they are ready to go, and they are in support of our participation. But I want to say that, again, there's lots of more things to do. And today, Donald Trump, he struck back at us with the Reagan's abortion global gag rule, which bars health U.S. funding for mentally. Can you hear me, Lashandra?
Yes, we can hear you very
okay.
well, very well.
Okay, for that bars funding for mentally, for you know, mentioning abortion and family option. Now, a lot of people think that's about abortion, but it's not about abortion. Actually, Planned Parenthood does not provide government funding for abortion. If you want an abortion, that's something you have to pay for. But they put that myth out there for people to follow. That said, where it does affect women is for women who get free birth control so that they don't come up with unwanted pregnancies. It could affect that. It could affect anything having to do with the repeal of women's health care. It can affect women getting mammograms and cervix exams and different things like that that are needed in our communities, folks. So we need to pay close attention to the repeal of the ACA and what those things that are happening at Planned Parenthood is not about. You know, abortions, and they want to focus on that, but there are other benefits behind that come from Planned Parenthood that are going to go away when they repeal. Now, that said, because I'm going to get all this out, if anybody has any questions, they are doing now what we call every 10 days, there's going to be an action that we're going to take. So every 10 days, we're going to continue to press our government. We're going to call our senators, and you can find out. Our senators are, of course, you can find them at senate.gov, and their phone numbers, their email addresses, and everything is there. And so we're asking people to call every Tuesday to bombard their phones, their email, their fax machines with requests. They also, you can go online to womensmarch.com. If you go on womensmarch.com, all the information is there that will give you script letters to what you want to say when you call. They got pre-made up postcards for you to print off and mail to your local governor. It is important. It is really important for us to get ready and get prepared for the midterm elections so that we can take back the House and the Senate. Now, again, that said, there is lots of information we do, but I implore and welcome you all to go on womensmarch.com or indivisiblenorthtexas.com. If you go on indivisiblenorthtexas.com, that is the one that organized the marches and everything that we're going to be doing for Texas in the North Texas area, in North Texas mainly in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they are wanting one gentleman made the comment while we were there. He said, "You women turn this thing out." And, of course, as we all know in the church, we women show up and do our work. And he said, "You women, you guys are the key." He said, "I think it's time for y'all to take over because the men have messed this country up enough." And I said, I can say amen loud enough. But they are doing such things all over the country as training women to run for office. It's getting serious. It's more than a march. It's more than calling the food bank. It's more than that. So we will be heavily involved, women, and they also, by the way, in the march, the men did come, and they supported the women. There were little boys who walked beside us and had little pictures of their little baby sisters that I marched for her. There were men there who were marching for their daughters and marching for that, and they are actually getting ready to start a program for the men who are in support of the woman called Sis Bro. And those are men, brothers, cousins, uncles, the male population who are in support of the women in this movement, and they're getting ready to round that up. It's called Sis Bro. And so what we are doing, again, is every 10 days there's going to be an action. The next thing we have coming up is to protest at the IRS offices on tax day and ask for Donald Trump's tax returns. So that is one of the next major things that they have coming up. But again, indivisiblenorthtexas.org. If you'll go online to that one, everything's laid out. Or if you want to go to womensmarch.org, it'll direct you to Indivisible North Texas or Indivisible. Austin did their thing. We showed out. The women are in power now, and we may be the key to the turnaround in this country. So, but again, it was a sisterhood. No, everybody acted like they knew each other from way long ago. There were people in wheelchairs. There were people from the old as old in their 80s. And on canes, there were dogs, children. Everybody marched. It was a beautiful thing. And we had a rally at the end, and we had a good time. Muslims, Latinos, black women, white women, Asian women, whatever you can, anything you can muster, where they're in advancing to a "We Are Family" at the end of the parade rally. So it is a wonderful thing. Get involved. You will not regret it, and you will enjoy yourself more than you can even imagine. And there is, it's too many women that are in the church that who have all these great talents. They just let you. They just say whatever talents you want to bring to this movement, bring it. So whatever you do well, they're looking for people to join and do that. But they are specifically looking a lot, again, to get the black community involved. And as we all know, mass incarceration, Donald Trump wants to bring back the search and frisk and all that kind of stuff. It's going to affect us in a major way. So we better get busy, and we should not allow other people to take the charge for laws that may come into effect that may affect us the most. And that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, Carol, as I was listening to you, I was wondering the major purpose or the primary purpose of the march was what? Just kind of explain that to those that are listening so they will know why they are getting involved and what they're getting involved to help to do.
The major purpose of the march was, number one, to send a message to the incoming administration that we are not going to lay down and take, we're not going to allow them to take us back to the 1950s. We're not going to allow them to strip women of women's rights. We're not going to allow them to instill rules that affect our children, that affect our health care. We're not going to just stand by and let it happen. And that was the purpose of doing so. And we sent that message because he was highly upset at the fact that millions upon millions of women showed up, and it just flooded. I mean, it was amazing. And even after they got through, his Trump Hotel that's down the street from the D.C. Capitol, they dumped all their protest posters right there in front of his building. We had to send a message to him to let him know that, and because you got to understand, throughout his campaign, he said a lot of offensive things about women, to women, that were very insulting and very demeaning, and a lot of women felt that. And so there was an opportunity to send a message that women are not going to stand by and allow you to do this. Women are affected the most in this country when we start talking about laws that take away our social programs, because a lot of times there's a lot of single moms out here in the world, the divorced moms, and women who are trying to make it. And with African-American communities, where most of our a large part of our population of men are incarcerated because of the mass incarceration problem in this country, then women are making it on their own because the fathers and the men of their families are away. So we have to stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to let you take far-right legislation and dial it back to the 1950s and oppress women. And because that was the message that we sent, and we were successful in doing so.
Amen. Very good, very good. Now, would you give us that information for the main place that we can, the main contact info to get involved with movement so that we will know what to do?
Sure. There's a couple of websites y'all can go to, and all of them will get you started, but womensmarch.com. Womensmarch.com is one, and you can Women's March in one word, and don't you leave out the apostrophe, just WOMENS, womensmarch.com. That will let you know as a whole. That is the main, if you will, umbrella of this movement that got everything started with the marches. Okay, and then for our region, for our area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have Indivisible North Texas.com, and what that is IndivisibleNTX.com. IndivisibleNTX.com. And if you'll go there, and then we have another one that you may have some information in. It connects you to the nearest House Senate district, so you can volunteer or donate to winnable races. Within our city, there are districts that are close to us that we our vote affects. And if they're winnable, if they have a good candidate out there, we can get out there to vote and promote that candidate so that candidate can win. We have to take back the House and Senate in order to control Donald Trump, the same way they did President Obama. He was the president, but the Republicans had the House and the Senate, so they obstructed him. They stopped him every which way. So in a couple of years, we're going to have to do the same exact thing, and we're not waiting up until that day. And that's kind of part of our problem. We vote one time at the main election. We don't vote. Nobody pays attention to the midterms elections and get out there and do the voting. But we got to change that. We got to get out there and vote midterm and go out there. So it's time to take the House back in the Senate so they can control him. Now, he's going to get a lot of stuff going on before we get to him. But when we, at least if we go and get the midterms done, we can turn that back. Or we can stop the bleed, as we can say. But those are the websites that you can go to. Swingleft.org will connect you to the nearest House Swing District, so you can volunteer or donate to winnable races in your area. So those are the three main places. Let me tell y'all something. I went to the meeting the next day, the following day. They didn't mess around. We had a meeting at indivisible.org the next day for North Texas, and they and there were over 100 people there. And then we broke off so they have them on the south side, north side, Denton, Fort Worth, Irving. They have them everywhere. And you can find your local chapter if you go to invisiblentx.com. They want any talent that you have there. If you're a blogger, if you're if you advertise, you know how to write a media letter, you know how to write columns, you know how to organize campaigns or functions or parties or meet and greets, whatever you can do. They're asking everyone to bring your talent, bring something that you want to do that you think is worthwhile, that maybe nobody has thought about. Bring those ideas, bring your efforts, and we're going to get to work. And we would love to have, and of course, I definitely am very adamant about getting our African-American community involved, even our Latino community involved. And, again, like I said, those white people that I was in with, they were like, we need to get behind y'all. They don't need nobody taking over. We just need to let them know this is what we're doing. So whatever you feel you want to organize and get going in your church, in your women's group, your book club, or whatever it is that you're doing, by all means, let's do it. Every effort is going to count in this administration.
Amen. That's what we need. We need women to get involved in doing something instead of just talking all the time and saying they want to. Here it is. Here is the opportunity. Women, those that are listening by cyberspace, those that are listening by Blog Talk, you have an opportunity now to express your talents, to show what your organizational skills, your writing skills, whatever you can bring to the table to help the women of this movement. We need your help. We need you to get involved. So now you have an opportunity to say, get off the couch and go do something. And, Carol, you say they meet every when do they meet?
Once you get together and with your organization in your region, and they're still in the organizing phase of it, so we're recruiting and still getting people to join up with groups, then in my group, like we did, we're taking a vote on our first next meeting. So we had 3 dates that they set out there, and we're communicating via email, via Facebook, via, they got this thing called Slack, and Twitter, and we get in this, we get into a thread together, and we have discussions, and they send out a vote, and we vote on what time frame we want to meet. And so as soon as you get into a group, you guys yourselves can talk about what time frames you want to meet, and form your own group and whatnot, and organize your next time frames or whatever. So, but as far as connecting you into Indivisible NorthTexas.org, that you'll get in touch with that group. They'll put you in touch with your district. We have them broken down in various districts around the DFW area, and that is how you plug in to indivisible.com. And then they're going to have all the information, PowerPoint presentations for you. They print them off. They give them to you. The major things that we have, we all come together for the North Texas area, and we do those together just like we did the Dallas March and the Austin March. They marched in Denton. They marched in Fort Worth. People don't know that. Even in the smallest of towns all over the state of Texas, people marched. But the two major, the two largest ones were in Dallas and Austin.
All right. All right. Now, women, you heard that. Get involved. We don't want this government agency organization this year to take our rights away, to end some of the things, the benefits that we're having or that we have already established. We don't want them to take them away, and the only way we can keep them from taking them away from us is to just be involved in IndivisibleNorthTexas.com, right?
That's IndivisibleNorthTexas.org, IndivisibleNTX.org, and the beautiful thing is everybody can participate, all the kids. If you go online and you look at, I believe it's New York Post images of the Women's March around the world and around the country, they had one little baby. She had to be about 2 or 3. They let her make her own protest sign, and up on top of it was a whole bunch of scribbly things. But, honey, she was on her dad's shoulders with her sign up in the air. She was protesting for herself, for her future. And so when I tell you everybody was in this parade, dogs, people in wheelchairs, people in strollers, with the strollers, moms, dads, grandparents. I met a woman from Ohio. She said, I was visiting my mom. I was going to miss the parade up there. She said, but I found out y'all had this one down here. So I came right on in and got on in. I said, well, girl, let's go. And we headed down the road.
All right. And to my amazement, did you see all those people that were at the protesting on the White House?
In Washington, D.C., they showed up. Yes. And like I said, it was amazing that over 1 million marched in Washington, D.C. 1 million went over one. They flooded everything. It was amazing. It was amazing. They showed online, there were plane loads and truck and bus loads and car loads of women coming from all over the country to march on Washington.
Yes. I mean, just amazing. I say the people come out like that for this, you know,
It's a real movement, y'all. It's not a fly by night thing. It's a real movement. And like I said, it was sisterhoods. There were sororities that were there. There were fraternities. In fact, we had a brother from the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. He was more or less our rally caller. And so he walked up and down the line and he shouted, "Show me what democracy looks like." And the crowd shouted back to him, "This is what democracy looks like."
Wow. Oh, I bet you that was such an exciting time. That was such an exciting time.
It was a good time. It was a female fellowship, and even the men, the sons, the young boys, everybody marched. Everybody had a sign. I marched for my sister. I marched for my brother. Yeah, everybody marched. It was a beautiful thing. It was fun and fellowship. I met Christian sisters and brothers all over the place, Muslim women, Asian women, people who just felt safe to be inclusive in everything like that. And so it was really good.
All right. Well, I am certainly happy that you shared this with us tonight. And I'm hoping and praying that the women that are listening will get involved in doing something to help out, and especially the younger single women and the single mothers that need the help that can get involved and do some things and make some things happen, because we can do it. We can do it.
We are
people that can do it. And like you said, they need minorities to get involved and to go and do some stuff. We need some Christian women with some ideas. Mm-hmm. We need the people who have talent, who know how to do different things and have different skills. Business women, regular women, students that are in the college, and just all women.
And let me say this. With over all these, millions of women who marched, we did not have one arrest, not one. What does that say about the sisters around this country? We did not have one arrest. And, in fact, when we were at our march, the police who were had us guarding along, everybody was thanking the police the whole time we were in. And those men and women in uniform were just, thank y'all, thank y'all. And they applauded our efforts. They blew their horns in their police cars when they drove by. They were supportive, and we thanked them along the entire march. Thank you, officer. Thank you, officer. We had a camaraderie with them in that march, and that's where it was all across this country.
See, and that's what we need, the time and place. This is no joke. This is no joke. Us women, we as women can do this. We can turn it around if that's what we want to do. So let's all rally together and get this thing going and help ourselves along with help our country. So God bless you, Carol, for your time and for your knowledge and wisdom. And we thank God for you. So we're going to ask you to go ahead and pray us out, and we are going to complete this session tonight in the name of Jesus.
Awesome. Father God, thank you so much for bringing us together this evening to share fellowship and information. Lord, our country and our world is in a rough spot right now, Lord, but we know that in the end you are in control. You're the president of this country, of this world, of our lives. You determine our future and our destiny. No man controls our destiny. And Father God, we pray right now that people will turn their eyes back to you, Lord Jesus, and not put so much faith in men and what they say in their words and their action, because we know we're imperfect. So we pray, Father God, that they will turn their eyes back to you. And I pray right now that some of these leaders, and we women and everyone, that we stand up, because the church is taking a beating on this, and that some people who are doing the things that they're doing in this administration, they do it and claim it in the name of God, and they claim that God gave us Donald Trump. But when you see his actions and his words, it is not of God. It is not of the Bible. Nothing's Bible-based. Nothing is not of God. That is not what God. God is love. He is not of hate. And so I just pray right now that we get involved so we can redirect that, so we can change that message. If we don't do anything else, the politics and everything aside, we need to let people know that God is still in control, and that if we get in and participate and show love to our fellow men and try to make an effort that will benefit other people, that is what the way God will have us to do it. So I thank you for all the listeners within the sound of my voice and beyond, and I just pray that everybody is blessed this week, and I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. All right, listeners, by cyberspace, and And Blog Talk Radio, please join us tomorrow night with the Bible Enrichment Hour that will be hosted by the Letter House of L.A. Please join us to see and hear what Dr. Shelton Cameron has to tell us tomorrow night and his revelation. So God bless each of you, and we will talk with you on next Monday. Have a good evening. We love you. Good night. Good night, Carol.